It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look again. Good morning, Monica.
Woo, I flew in.
You blew in here.
Yes.
Again.
I'm so sorry to the people at the grocery store that were trying to visit with me today, and I said, I gotta go. I gotta go.
Because you got a show to do, right?
Yeah, they're talking about my show and different things, and I go, I gotta go.
Well, you got to be on radio time. You can't be late on radio time.
I can't be late. Not when you guys are so good enough to host the show.
But we got to tell our listeners, sometimes you come in right under the gun. You're never late, though. I don't think you've ever been late for a Fashionista Friday.
I hope you're listening, KB, that I'm never late.
All right. Hey, it's summertime, Monica.
Yeah. So, okay, my original plan was that I was going to bring some winter things in.
Oh, well, Christmas in July.
It is. And I got hot thinking about it. And as I was touching the stuff, I got even hotter. But I have to tell you, this is what usually happens on a day like today.
What's that?
97 degrees.
Yep.
And I usually sell winter stuff.
You sell, seriously?
This time of year, yes.
People come in to buy winter clothing.
I need a sweater. I need a sweater for fall.
Oh.
I need this for fall.
Well, they're planning ahead.
Well, I'll tell you something. These are smart fashionistas.
Okay.
They plan ahead because of the reason. Well, they're just probably plan aheaders, and they're organized, okay? Those are organized, plan ahead shoppers.
Okay.
Then you have the shopper that just wants to shop, you know, just shop and look around. Maybe they might find something they like.
Yeah.
Then you have the shopper that I need this for yesterday because my zipper broke or this, or I happen to have everything shrink. Okay. You know, so you have all different types. So you got to be ready, right?
Right.
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 So I had two winter coats that I would call maybe a fall winter coats. They're like your traditional button up. I would call it a pea coat, like car coat, pea coat. My mom used to call them a car coat, car coats.
A car coat.
Because it covers the deer rear.
Okay.
And it buttons up the neck, notch collar, never goes out of style.
Okay. What's that look? You got to bring one of them in once.
See? I'm giving your curiosity, aren't I? So that's
teasing
what
me.
There's going to be one or two people that will call me or follow through on me and ask me to send a picture of that coat, and I'll be glad to do it.
Okay.
Okay? Second of all, they're hard to find.
Oh.
And I say I'm not going to order coats anymore. And then you've got the fashionista that wants that kind of coat.
Yeah.
So I don't just buy to buy. Right. I try to picture people and buy for them.
What people want.
Yes.
Yep. Good. You're always
so, needless to say, I've got a few of those hanging up in my store.
Good. Let's start out with what's Monica wearing today.
Oh, she's having a little bit of a hot flash.
All right.
But I have the Dreamsicle jacket on.
Dreamsicle. Oh, yeah. I see. It looks like a Dreamsicle.
Yeah.
Light on top, orange on the bottom.
Yeah.
I
was able to reach in my closet and find it right away to go with this reversible dress.
Okay.
Oh, you want to take a picture of me with the jacket?
Well,
did you feel that steam?
When
did
said,
you feel the steam come off me?
I did. When.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, this is the dress that I cannot go in my store and buy another one because I knew I have this dress, right?
A lot of color on that dress.
And the reason I reordered it twice, is I wanted everyone to get a chance to wear something bright and cheerful in sometimes a negative world.
Oh.
So we need to be positive, happy, whatever. Oh, not everybody could wear these colors. Yes, you can.
Yep.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
And it's like a, what do you,
yellow,
yes,
red, blue,
so you
green
might have a little jacket that you could wear over it. Me, I'm warm, so, and I don't really care about my arms. I do, but I lift enough stuff. I'm trying. I mean, I'm getting up there in age, but yeah. I try, right?
Guns out.
I mean, sun's out, guns out, right? So, so yes, I'm showing off this dress, but not only am I showing it off, guess what, Paul Ramel?
What's that?
It's
what's
coral. That?
Coral. I like coral. Oh, that's a reversible dress.
Good. Okay. You get two rolls today. Oh, I wouldn't say that too loud. Shh. We bring treats.
You do.
So this dress could be worn to a wedding. Let's say I have a wedding tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to wear this to the wedding, let's say, with the little jacket. And then the next day to come home, I just reverse it and wear the coral side over my swimsuit or just to wear home. Do I need to pack? Uh-uh.
No. You know what I would do? I'd wear that dress to the wedding.
Yep.
And then when you go to the reception, reverse it.
You are my best buddy, Paul Ramo. That's what
Everybody
I did.
Everybody will go, wow.
Yeah,
Monica.
That's what I did that time in Florida. Yes. I will try to do it every time I can bless to go back. But yeah, when women watch you, you know they're watching you. And then you come out of a bathroom and they're in a different outfit and they know you just have a teeny little purse with. You can't be bringing out a dress. Yes. I just love that. Love that.
Yep.
So I
actually, it's two beautiful dresses in one.
It is. Yep. And so this one lady that bought it, well, I have different ladies that buy it from me. And I really should talk about the items so I don't run out of time because I did bring some fallish stuff with. But this crossover bag, every woman needs it unless you want to have shoulder problems.
Oh, yeah, that's a light. They're so light.
Light.
Yeah.
And I swear by it because I don't want to have shoulder problems. This is so cute, and I have one left in black, and I have it in stone color like the one I brought, or a creamish color, and I have a light pink and light green, but this is the cat's meow.
Yeah, the straps are getting a little decorative, or not
yeah,
decorative.
Yeah, they're the guitar strap, but what I love about this person, I talk about it every time.
You call it a guitar strap?
Yep, that's what they're called.
Oh, that's
didn't
what
you know
called.
That?
No,
didn't I tell you that, Paul Ramo?
Man,
oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so how cute is that? It's fun, and you know what? You can bend over, you can do this, grab this, and you don't lose your purse.
It stays right on. Right
and if you want a bigger purse, leave it in the car with your extra stuff in it. Yep. And just bring what you have to have. Money, lipstick. That's about it.
That's about it.
Right?
And you could throw a reversible dress in there.
Yeah, you could, I suppose. And the phone works in here perfect.
Oh, perfect.
So these have been planned out purchases. Yep.
I think every woman should have one of those.
They should. That's why for a while there, I was ordering every other day. And then I got limited variety.
Well, here comes a jean jacket.
Short sleeve. But guess what?
What?
We got a reversible dress because I had a fashionista that loves to shop at Monica's wanted me to bring reversible dresses today.
Oh, that is pretty.
And I thought, okay, I will.
Should we take a picture of that one?
Yeah.
There we go.
Why do I love this? Because I love the cranberry color. Magenta, orange. It's just beautiful. And reverse it to cranberry. So I just love this dress.
I think if somebody walks in the room wearing that, the room will stop. Everybody will look.
Game over.
Game over.
You know, I think I would look good in this to go out to eat supper. Maybe
yeah.
KB needs to take me out to eat somewhere.
I think go anywhere.
Or just take me out.
Just take you out, KB.
Just take me out.
Take
KB.
Her out.
Come on, go. Come on. No. Okay.
Oh, this is really elegant here. Is that the right word to use? Elegant?
Oh, God. I love you, Paul Ramo. Look at this. Another reversible dress.
A little different flower pattern on that one.
Yep, yep. To be honest with you, this and this are pretty much the same flower pattern, but different colors. But what I really loved about this one also is it has the black in it. So the lady that wants to wear her little black sweater, her little white sweater, and it reverses to raspberry.
Now, are all reverses dresses? I noticed the one you have here is plain. If you reverse it, it's just a plain pink. Are they all like that?
Oh, well, so
flower on one side, plain color
and
on the other?
The joy of it is, when I first started getting them, oh, God, I went so hog wild. You know, I'll just reorder until they're done because I don't know if I can get any more. And the joy of Monica's is I have a vacation room.
Yeah.
So all this can go.
You're playing paper dolls again.
Yep. All this can go in the vacation room. Hey,
you got to talk about the little elegant.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to do, but I get so excited. You know, I'm running a little overheated.
What is this?
This is
absolutely
a meshy,
beautiful. It's beautiful.
Open. Yes. And you know what the deal of this is? If you just want to cover the guns a little bit, still know it's hotter than Hades out.
Yeah.
How cute is this? It's just cute.
It is.
It's lavender.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. It's very pretty.
Thank you for saying that. That gives me the in to tell you Monica's tries to bring unique fashions to my fashionistas, but wearable fashions too.
Yep. Yep. I think my wife's kind of like that. She likes to wear things that are unique.
And cute, cozy, and comfy. You got her down. Yes.
Cute, cozy, and comfy.
As we're doing paper dolls, Paul Ramo has a little bit of freight.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk about this little Jess and Jane top. I have limited sizes left, but like this one I have left in extra large. I want to just tell you about this one. It's a short sleeve V-neck. I have it. I had it in 3/4. I might have one large left in the 3/4, but this shirt was inspired to me about this one lady from South Carolina. She was talking about all the fish on shirts are such a big deal. Lobsters on
fish on shirts.
And lobsters and crabs and different things on shirts. So I had to get them from Monica's, and they went like hotcakes.
Oh, wow.
Lightweight, comfy, cute. And what do you got there?
Well, I just opened Freight.
Yes.
A Jess and Jane.
Yep.
And Stars and Stripes.
Yep, yep.
We're
and
not done celebrating the 4th,
no,
250 years.
No, we got Labor Day coming. And
oh, you put a jean jacket over it.
This is too cute. If you don't have this in your wardrobe, you need it.
Jean jacket with the Stars and Stripes underneath.
And I happen to have...
What? That is American.
A medium left and a medium little short sleeve. This is just too cute.
It is.
And then I have one medium left in the short sleeve, and I think I might have one extra large, but I just love this top. I'd wear it anytime because it's just so cute with denim.
Yep, red, white, and blue.
And it's such a big deal now, and it's not going to end. Uh-oh, he's giving me less time. We got white that came in and fell on the curb, but I think it still looks okay with the white pull on.
White capris, is it?
Yeah.
It's a white capri.
White capri. Yep. You
drop that while you're coming in.
You know, when you get good fabric, it kind of wipes off.
Yeah.
But this is that stretchy pull-on material. I have it in white. I have it in black. I might have a few navy. Then we have the pull-on cotton.
Oh, this is a pull-on pant.
It's cotton.
Cotton.
And it's stretchy.
Oh, that looks really comfy.
Sometimes women like belt loops, so it's stretchy pull-on, but it even has belt loops. I know I have one or two of these left in the brighter color, and then I also have it in caramel.
Okay.
Girl's best friend that you can wear into fall. Another white capri. So if you need your white, Monica's got it.
Okay, here come the shorts.
Okay, here we go. We wear shorts.
Shorts. That's right. Jean shorts.
And they're adorable. Embrace summer. Let it go.
Yeah. Gotta own it.
Yeah. I bet you Roxy could wear those shorts.
She could.
Yes.
She's got nice legs.
Yes. She's adorable. And this is my little Sophie, and it's a crop, and I had these last year, and these are maybe just a little darker cream. Oh, they're going to be good for fall. You can throw them on with a booty.
Okay.
Or, you know, it's just they're cute, and it goes with everything.
All right. We're not going to get through everything, Monica, because you only got about a minute left.
Oh, here's caramel for fall.
Caramel jean. Caramel jean and jean jacket.
Yep.
That's a matchy-matchy.
We're going to get through a pair of crops with your favorite black top. Come in and put this in with that cream-colored crop.
All right.
Add a new crop in that's a wider leg, and they're super cute.
Oh, that's a 70s bill bottom.
And guess what? You said I couldn't get through it all, and I did. And another little house dress.
All right.
We got it all at Monica's. Come see me Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook, and we're having Christmas in July, and next week we're having Treasure Days, and we're celebrating at Monica's.
And when you open today? How late do you open today?
What is it? Friday?
Yep.
Till 6.
Till 6. So shop Monica's, pick up some of those, that elegant shirt or sweater that you had there.
Yes!
All
stop
right.
in. You name it, I got it.
Thanks,
Bye.
Monica. That's another Fashionista Friday here on Q92.